Hi everyone, welcome to the Brain, Brawn and Business Advice Cast series. It's going to be a podcast no more than 10 minutes long, and it's going to offer listeners advice and support around nutrition, exercise, health, fitness, lifestyle and mindset. It's going to be really practical. It's something you're going to be able to implement into your daily lives to improve your habits and to help you feel better, perform better, and improve your overall daily productivity. So, episode coming up now. I hope you enjoy it. Hi everyone, Oliver here. Welcome to episode one of my new Brain, Brawn and Business Advice Cast series. Just to elaborate on from the introduction, the episodes are going to be short, sharp, lifestyle focused, no more than 10 minutes long. They're going to offer really practical advice that you can implement the strategies on a daily basis to improve your habits and improve your health and performance. They won't replace the Brain, Brawn and Business full podcast interviews I do with business owners. I will still release them at the weekend weekly. This episode is with my business partner, 40 Fit Dan, and we just talk around carbs and calories and busting the myth that carbs cause weight gain, and delve into a little bit around calorie counting and how it's great for self-awareness, but only good for, probably as a short-term strategy. So that's what's coming up in the episode. If you enjoy it, then let me know. I'd love to hear if you like this short, sharp approach. And I'm going to be looking forward to releasing many more episodes over the coming weeks. So episode coming up now, carbs and calories, and I hope you enjoy it.
Myth 11. Carbs make you fat.
Yeah. Okay.
They make you fat.
Yeah, they do. It's not a myth. No, I'm only joking. No, I think it comes up a lot because it's like carbs are seen as the devil. Basically, pure and simply, we're going to debunk it.
People like extremes as well. But they like rules, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But I think like carbs is just, no, it's just if someone's getting fat or putting on weight, then they're basically... They eat more calories than they're burning.
Yeah.
Their energy balances out, and that's purely and simply how it comes down to. It's just a complete myth that out there. It's going to be overeating of calories, not overeating of carbs, that's making someone fat. And I think what's hugely important is that actually, once someone's hit their right amount of protein for muscle growth, muscle repair, building muscle, then actually carbohydrate, it's going to come into play for someone that's trying to actually get stronger and build muscle eventually.
Yeah, slow performance and performance. Yeah,
carbs hugely important. You know, so I think that yeah. So look, it's energy balance. It's overeating on calories that's going to be the issue, not carbs. Carbs are great. You need them in your diet. You need them to live.
They taste good, man.
And they taste good. Yeah. So carbs are hugely important and needed. That will close that point. Keep that running though, Cal, because I think the interesting one I just wanted to add as well. I think what people go wrong, this is going one step further from a nutritional perspective, is that actually people go blaming carbs, but when you probably analyse what you're doing, you're eating too many processed food, you're not eating fresh food, there's not much vegetables in your diet, packaged meals, crisps. Unless you write it down, I don't think people maybe are quite aware of what they've probably had during the day. Forget no. The little chocolate bar and the little cakes and the little pastries. Come in if you want, it's fine.
Sorry,
can I? I don't know. They haven't said anything.
Oh, sorry, I just carry on.
And then the cakes and pastries. So I think if people are less aware of what they're probably eating, so that's the issue, not carbs.
I think most people
processed foods and junk food and eating the wrong things.
I'm not I am an advocate for sort of counting your calories or just being aware of what it is you're eating. I don't think everyone should do it all the time, but I think at some point, once in your life or so, you should actually count and like actually log everything that you eat, because I think you actually learn a lot from that, and it gives you an idea of what is actually in food. So you start to understand what is in these sort of processed foods, what's in cereal, what's in sandwiches if you go and buy them at lunchtime, etc. And I think without actually doing that, like, it's almost like you don't want to know type thing. People are not sure at all. And they think, oh, I don't really have too much of that, or there's not too many calories in that. But actually when it comes down to it, and they actually look on the back of packets, or they add it into my fitness pal, et cetera, those types of things, it's quite an eye-opening experience. Most people who say, yeah, I eat well. Well, actually, okay, you may eat well, you may eat the right things, but you may be eating quite a lot, quite too much of the right things, or it's very easy to do. I think just doing it, just when you're at the level you want to take yourself to that point where you're trying to lose weight and things, I think it's a really good experience to actually go for it. You've done it, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've we've all done it to that level.
Yeah.
Like, and even as a professional athlete, you didn't do it then though, did you? Because at that point you ate and you were intuitive about your body.
Yeah, exactly that.
But actually going to the point where you want to get lean, not so much, you don't care so much about performance anymore, you want to get lean now, actually.
Well, we've done it.
You've
done it through with me. When we, yeah, the training program that obviously you created for me this year, with the food perspective, it was...
How much more are you eating now?
Huge. I mean, when I was at the peak of that, I was probably having about 4,500 calories a day.
Yeah.
It was about 4,000 calories. It was a lot.
And yet not gaining weight either.
Not gaining weight. It was literally getting lean and building muscle. So I think it's really good. So I think that's going to be are you still running? Because I think this is a really good video. So that'd be good to share with people, elaborate on that point. So self-awareness around your food and your diet over a 2-week period, I think is really relevant. Don't have to calorie count, because I think calorie counting can be quite time consuming. Weighing food, it can lead to disorder eating a little bit, where we get very caught up on it all.
At some point, after you know and you understand a little bit, I think you can do it once or for a period of time, but I don't think doing it long term every day, I don't think that's healthy for the brain, I think. And also as well, everyone's really busy. Actually counting everything, logging everything, it takes time.
Yeah.
It's also adding another stress to you. We live in a world where everyone is very, very highly strung, stress levels are already pretty high. And if your goal is just to be fitter, generally healthy, then I don't think calorie counting on a long-term basis is going to be the answer to your problem. It's going to be a healthy thing for you to do. I think short-term, do it, understand it, learn more about food. As I would say, learn more about exercise, how to execute and how to do things properly. But then once you do that, you don't then need to then suddenly do it so much. You can manage things a lot better because you're much more aware of what it is. But if you don't know what it is to start with, you don't know the problem, you don't understand the problem, then you can't really help yourself after that. So understand, find out what is in food, do that. Realize that actually it's an energy balance thing. It's not carbs that are going to be the thing that's going to be your issue. And then
I think it's huge. I think that you've made such good points there. And then just to leave that on a practical perspective for someone. So literally think, right, for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever, it's a short term, log everything. Because my fitness pal is great, because it has a calorie calculator. So when you input a food, you'll get how much calories are in it. It even breaks it down to protein, carbs and fats. I know it's not exact precise, because you can't exactly get it reading, but it gives you a really good understanding. So log it. This on an app, 2 to 4 weeks, write everything down on there that you the weight, you're going to have to weigh out your food, what you eat, what you drink, see what calories that come up with. And that'd be a great awareness thing for people to do for over a 2-week period. Because let's say the average person needs to be around 2,000 calories to thrive, to perform well, to have their body composition possibly in a slight deficit to lose weight. Suddenly you add a cut of donuts, pack of crisps, chocolate bar, unnutritious food, you might have gone 1,000 calories straight away. So spend 2 weeks, log everything, then analyze it, and then see. And the awareness that will give you around food will be huge. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Advice Cast series. I hope you enjoyed it and got value from it. And if you did like the format, this short, sharp blast offering some value and advice, then I'd love to hear from you. Just drop me a message, Oliver Berquez, on LinkedIn or any social platforms. Or you can email me, oliver@4dfit, that's the number 4, dfit.co.uk. And yeah, like I say, I'd love to hear from you. If you found it was valuable, then I can keep these rolling. And whatever you're doing, have a great day.